Saudi Arabia has announced a new program to bring aid into Yemen. That's the country it's been bombing for nearly 3 years. The world's Rich Hall was just in Saudi Arabia. So what is this plan, Rich? It sounds like it could be a breakthrough.
Broadly speaking, the plan is to give another $1.5 billion in new donations to the UN and other international aid organizations on the ground in Yemen. Basically, the money is to improve the humanitarian situation on the ground. That's what we were told in Riyadh. And much of that money will go towards port expansion. That's expanding the capacity of the ports where aid comes in, because Yemen imports 90% of its food and medicine. They're talking about creating an air bridge. That means they will deliver aid by plane to certain areas in Yemen. And the rest of the money will go into kind of just improving the facilitation of aid and fuel and things like that.
So we know that President Trump has been pressuring the Saudis to ease a blockade and let more aid into Yemen. Is there anything to suggest that that pressure led to what we're seeing right now?
There definitely does seem to be a realization on the part of Saudi Arabia that the perception of the war is very different inside the country than it is outside. The international community has been very critical of the way Saudi Arabia has conducted this conflict, the intense bombing campaign and the blockade of aid going into Yemen. Now, I spoke to someone from Save the Children who was recently in Yemen and asked them for their reaction on the aid announcement. And they said, although it's welcome news, there's still a lot of work to do.
As an agency that's working on the ground in Yemen, trying to deliver health programs, food supplies, vaccines, we welcome any plan that allows for more humanitarian access for Yemen and also more funding for the UN appeal. That's vital. But it's really important to remember that this is not going to solve the humanitarian crisis in Yemen. It's a misconception that the Saudi-led coalition has fully lifted its blockade on Hodeidah port, the main port in Yemen and the lifeline to the north.
That's Caroline Anning. She's with Save the Children. Now, Save the Children is one of the charities that is taking aid into Yemen. She was recently in the country and she saw firsthand the humanitarian crisis there. Now, she told me that the Saudis have eased some of the blockade in Yemen, but there still are restrictions on what can go in and out. And that is really putting the pressure on Yemenis.
As a result, there's crippling shortages of vital fuel across the country and massive price rises, which are hitting families who are already on the brink of starvation really hard. And it's also important to remember that it's only through a negotiated peace deal that puts an end to the fighting that we're seeing across the country. Just today, 7 more people in a health clinic reportedly hit in an airstrike. Only a peace deal that puts an end to that and restores public services in Yemen will end the suffering of civilians that we see day in, day out.
So, Rich, you actually went to a press conference in Saudi Arabia, convened by Saudi officials, and that's when this aid program was rolled out. Tell us what that press conference was like.
It was interesting to see the Saudi view of the conflict. Now, as far as they see it, they're fighting a legitimate war to restore the government of Yemen, the internationally recognized government of Yemen. They kind of seem surprised, or there's been a slow realization of how the conflict has been viewed in the international community. I managed to speak to the coalition's spokesman, Turki bin Salah El Malki, and I asked him this question.
Hi, I'm Richard Hall, Public Radio International. The US has been quite critical on occasion of the civilian casualties, high civilian casualties in Yemen. I know the coalition has been working with the US on reducing them, but December was a particularly bad month for civilian casualties. Do you think there's still work to be done in that area?
Well, first of all, we don't agree in the coalition with the statement, say, the high civ casualties is in Yemen.
So he's mentioning CIVCAS is there. That means civilian casualties. So the reason I mentioned last month, December, in my question to him was because December was a particularly bad month for civilian casualties. Now, the US has been working with training Saudi pilots to better target Houthis in Yemen and try to avoid civilian casualties. But there were a number of high civilian casualty incidents in December. But what Colonel Malki said is that he disagrees with some of the reports of civilian casualties coming from NGOs on the ground. He said they're unreliable.
Most of the report is coming from NGOs. It's not reliable because they are taking it from some of the NGOs in the ground, which belong to the Houthis.
Now, we would, of course, expect the spokesman for the coalition to say that. But it's not just NGOs on the ground that are saying it. It's the Saudis' own ally, the US, which has played a key part in this role. We must remember that it's funding this war. It's providing Saudi Arabia with weapons and funding for its military. So the US is very much involved in Yemen.
You know, between the comments from the NGOs and the Saudis, I guess I really just want to know, what does this opening up to civilians in Yemen tell us about where the war in Yemen is at, especially as far as Saudis targeting civilians there? I mean, how much does this change things?
It's hard to say. The aid agencies say this is a significant donation and it will alleviate suffering. But as you heard Caroline Anning from Save the Children say, the only way to stop the suffering in Yemen is to stop the war. And we haven't seen any major progress on negotiations between the Houthis and the Saudi-led coalition. And until that happens, the suffering in Yemen is going to continue.
The World's Rich Hall, back at base in Beirut. Thanks very much, Rich.
Thanks, Marco.